This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Proudly coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And we're happy that you're spending time with the Radio Realtors today.
That's right, Frank. And remember, you can hear the Radio Realtors four times a weekend on AM 1380 The Answer and Money 105.5 FM. And both of the stations also have apps, so you can take the Radio Realtors when you're on the go.
And if you ever miss all or just portion of the Radio Realtors, don't forget, you hear us anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, TuneIn, and on your Alexa.
Right, and as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but we're extremely active realtors that help our listeners just like you every single day.
And if you're looking to buy a home or sell your current home, or both, you need realtors with proven strategies to help you win in any market. So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you couldn't be listening to a better radio show if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And even if you've just been knocking around the idea about selling your home, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
Yeah, and we can sell your home quickly and for every single dollar it's worth with no showings if you need that. And the Radio Realtors, we do that for you with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, a Matterport 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now, safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some really interesting topics for you today, including, in the spirit of Halloween, how not to be a scaredy cat about selling your home.
Number two, important benefits of chimney cleaning with Jerry Swanson from Chim Chimney.
A lot of good information there. And then number three, scary real estate stories and how to avoid them.
Four things that great mortgage lenders do for their clients.
Yeah, and we're also going to cover a few brand new listings that you're going to want to see this weekend or this coming week, because they go fast when we talk about them on the radio. And you can connect with us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
All right, Frank. So listing your home for sale is enough to make anyone get spooked sometimes. And it reminds me of the movie Jaws. I think that that is one of the best horror movies of all time, because you don't actually see the bloodthirsty shark until way later in the movie, but it really doesn't matter because you've already painted a portrait of how scary that shark is in your mind. And for many sellers, the fears that they conjure up in their minds about selling their homes are very similar to that shark and what they think that killer shark looks like.
Okay, but Rob, if it's time to sell your home, you're going to have to face your fears.
That's absolutely true, Frank. And it's also true that selling a home can be one of the most challenging activities we undertake in life, because it's a huge transaction with financial, emotional, and practical implications.
Yeah, Rob, it's not unlike meeting with your CPA, getting that jury duty notice in the mail, or even going to the dentist. Oh, I hate going to the dentist. us. Mm-hmm. And the thought of putting your home on the market may be enough to make you run for the hills.
Yeah, and if this is true for you as a potential seller, rest assured you are not alone. But you don't need to be scared, because here at the Radio Realtors, we're going to give you the five big fears many sellers face and ways for you to cope with them.
Fear number one that sellers face is, what if my home won't sell?
Yeah, Frank, the home sitting on the market is the number one fear of most sellers, especially if they need the money to buy another house or move on. And the fear of the home not selling, it can be overwhelming.
And it might be helpful to know this. When you have your home priced right and in the right condition, any home will sell.
Right. And it all depends on local market conditions. And right now, market conditions couldn't be better for sellers in most areas. And our recommendation, if you've been thinking about selling your home at all, is don't wait another second. Give us a call.
Yeah, Rob. We just had a phone call with a potential seller this week who called us with some questions about selling their home, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, Frank. And one question they asked was, is now a better time to sell, or should they wait until after the new year or later in the next year? And the answer is, typically once we get into November, a lot of people settle in for the holidays, and they're normally less buyers in the marketplace. However, due to COVID-19, the spring and summer selling season sort of paused for a lot of people.
And Rob, what are we seeing now? Even with the holidays looming, potential home buyers are coming out of the woodwork to buy homes. We just don't see that letting up before the end of the year.
And Frank, there are some other factors such as low mortgage interest rates and really low housing inventory that put the advantage clearly in the seller's favor right now.
So basically, what we are saying, Rob, is our listeners need to call us right now and request a free, I repeat, free home price evaluation.
Right, Frank. Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And if we're on the radio, just leave a message, because sometimes our staff can't get to you right away because the phones are blowing up. Leave a message with your name and your address, and we will get back to you right after the show.
Fear number two that sellers face is, as a seller, you'll have to do work to your home to sell it.
Yeah, this is a real fear, Frank, because some sellers are somewhat embarrassed by their home, and they feel that it needs work in order to bring in a lot of buyers. Yet homeowners often want to go from A to Z without having to deal with prepping the home for sale.
But Rob, sellers need to understand that the ultimate sales price of their home directly connects to its condition. And the more time and money you spend prepping your home for sale, the more money you'll net when you sell.
Yeah, however, if you're a potential seller and you're fine with leaving some money on the table for the next owner, it's not a problem to do the bare minimum. But with a little time and money spent on cleaning, replacing, storing, and possibly staging, you can get your home in tip-top shape.
There's one caveat to this right now, Rob. Because of low inventory, if there was ever a time to be able to sell your home as is without having to do small items like new carpet or fresh paint, that time would be right now.
Yeah, with a severe shortage of homes, many buyers are willing to forget the little things. And that means that you can still get top dollar even if your home isn't picture perfect.
And you can lean on the Radio Realtors for help with this. We can come over to your home for a quick walkthrough and let you know what you should do or not do to sell your home for every penny that it's worth.
Right, Frank. And good agents like us double as project managers for prepping homes for sale. So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Now, before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Sensational in Sacramento, and this is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 1,800-square-foot home on a 0.14 lot. And this nicely updated home is on a low-traffic, tree-lined street. It has a lovely kitchen and breakfast nook updated in 2018 with granite counters, new cabinets, and tile floor. Both the bathrooms have also been updated. The large upstairs bedroom has an additional space that is ideal for a workout room, a crafts room, a Zoom room, a home office, or it would make a great walk-in closet with extra storage. The home also has an energy-saving ductless heating and cooling system installed in 2018. Other upgrades include a tankless water heater and electrical panel, and you're going to love the classic hardwood flooring. And fresh interior and exterior paint make this home move-in ready. It's also a great location near Cowan Fundamental Elementary School, Del Norte, fitness club, shopping, and freeway access. Priced at just $435,000, you're going to love this home. To see it, just text the word SENSATIONAL to 916-269-3337. That's the word SENSATIONAL to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood burning or gas fireplace serviced. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID safe, on time, and home of the no mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579, online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're broadcasting from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And if you would like to be a certified home buyer with the Radio Realtors, it is way better than pre-qualification. And all you got to do is call us. It's free to do it. 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And in the spirit of Halloween, we are talking to you today about how not to be a scaredy cat about selling your home. And we're going through the fears. Fear number one that sellers face is, what if my home won't sell? We covered that. And if you missed it, all you got to do is go to our podcast, The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you can get all that information. You can hear it in its entirety. Fear number two that sellers face is, as a seller, you'll have to do work to your home to sell it. And you know, in most cases, that is the truth. But like we were saying during the show if there ever was a time that you could sell your home and it had a few bumps and bruises, you could probably do it now and you could still get top dollar. What's fear number three, Frank?
Thinking your home won't sell by your target date.
Yes, Frank, this can be a big one because if a life event such as a job transfer, death in the family, God forbid, a divorce, or wanting to leave the state has you under the gun to sell in a certain time frame, this may be your biggest fear.
Yeah, Rob, trying to sell a home quickly can be incredibly stressful, not to mention disruptive to your life.
That is the biggest thing. There's a lot of disruption when you're moving. And if you need to move your home quickly, you're going to want to make sure you are working with targeted marketing realtors like the Radio Realtors, because we use up-to-the-minute accurate comparable data to price your home effectively and successfully market your home to the greatest amount of RWA buyers.
And make no mistake, even in a hot seller's market, smart home buyers are still looking for value and will flock to a well-priced home.
And you'll get double points if you can get your home showing in amazing condition quickly. In some markets, well-priced homes in good locations sell with multiple offers. In fact, with the Radio Realtors, we're seeing multiple offers on all of our listings due to our unique marketing strategies.
And Rob, on our listings, we provide free home staging if you need it. Nothing says buy me like a well put together home.
So true. And we've got one of the best stagers in Northern California on our team, and her name is Mary Crandall.
That's right. Fear number four that sellers face is thinking the realtor they use will want to price the home too low.
Yeah, this one bugs me, Frank, because when home sellers use the Radio Realtors, they will never have to be fearful about pricing their home too low. Our pricing strategy is transparent, and we will show you the comparables that support a proper list price, but your home's list price will also be based on supply and demand.
And Rob, with our average days on the market being just 7 days for multiple offers, with all the exposure your home will receive, it should not be a shock to you when we receive offers very quickly.
Yeah, Frank, sometimes when we're interviewing for a listing, we hear potential sellers say that they don't trust some realtor's judgment on price, or they feel that they don't have strategies that are in alignment with what they, the seller, wants to achieve.
And Rob, to help potential home sellers make the right choice, don't you think that it's a good idea for them to request the Radio Realtors free agent selection guide?
Yeah, right, Frank. Our free agent selection guide can really help you potential sellers out there make the right choice when it comes to choosing a realtor. Just text the word guide to 916-269-3337. That's the word guide to 916-269-3337. We can get your email and we can email you the guide for free or send one in the mail.
Well, you know, Rob, after reviewing the guide, most potential home sellers choose the Radio Realtors to list their home because we give them an unfair advantage.
Yeah, nobody outmarkets the Radio Realtors with our HD photos, video, 3D virtual tours, social media, and target marketing, plus showcasing your home on our radio show. Nobody, and I mean nobody, exposes your home to more potential home buyers than the Radio Realtors.
So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Fear number five that sellers face is, and with COVID-19, this is the most relevant, I feel exposed with people walking through my home.
Oh, wow, Frank, I totally get this one now. And to sell your home in any market, people have to be able to see it. And a lot of people.
And that's why on all our listings, we do professional grade HD photographs, video, a 3D tour, and showcasing your home on this radio show.
Yeah, and because of COVID-19, like we said, some potential home sellers don't want to sell their home the traditional way with dozens of people coming through their homes. For this reason, the Radio Realtors invented our 30-day quick sale strategy with no showings, and that is really working.
We basically take almost all the fear out of you feeling exposed when selling your home.
Right, because we list your home with curb offers only, and this means that buyers are only able to submit an offer on your home subject to viewing and inspection, and we will take offers for 7 days, present them to you as they come in. Then on the 7th day, you, the seller, is going to accept the highest acceptable offer and enter escrow with that buyer.
Then, Rob, the winning buyer will get to book their inspection and tour the home in person. And this strategy is working so well, and we are so confident we can sell your home at full price that we only need a 30 to 45 day listing agreement.
So, and the first step here is for you to call us to get some basic information on how we can make this work for you. We offer a totally free phone consultation so that you can explore this option.
So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3037. We can make this work for you.
So the wrap up here is the whole idea of selling a home is stressful and scary, and for good reason. Moving is disruptive, like Frank said, and selling a home brings up a lot of concerns. But planning and working with the Radio Realtors can help make your home sale much less frightening.
So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Cool in College Greens, and this is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom, over 1,600-square-foot home on a .14 lot. And this is a great opportunity to live in College Greens, and these homes just don't last on the market very long in this suburb of Sacramento. We've got a large two-story home here with a downstairs half-bath for guests or daily use. No more having to keep the kids' bathroom clean for guests. And as you walk in, you are greeted with a large front room with a cozy fireplace for those cold winter nights. And as you venture further into the home, you will enter a large second area that is perfect for a second seating area or large dining table for entertaining. The kitchen is open to the second area, eliminating the cook being secluded. And upstairs, you have three bedrooms and a full bathroom. And the master bedroom is huge. Did I say huge? Yes, you have plenty of room for a California king bed. And outside, you have an oasis for the summer heat. As you slip into the built-in pool, this home is truly a treasure, and it is waiting for you. If you'd like to see Cool in College Greens, priced at $420,000, just text the word COOL to 916-269-3337. That is the word COOL to 916-269-3337. 3337, and we'll be back after this. It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at defenderpest.com. Defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And if you would like to be certified instead of pre-qualified, you need to call us. 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. We just got done with the segment of how not to be a scaredy cat when selling your home. And we discussed the five fears that sellers face. And if you missed any of that, all you got to do is go to our podcast, right, Frank?
Right.
And the podcast can be found anywhere podcasts can be found.
Anywhere.
And all you got to do is search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. Okay, so we're going to switch gears here a little bit. And you know, there's few features that make a home more welcoming than a fireplace. However, that homey focal point there comes with some serious maintenance responsibilities, because as all that smoke and that soot created in a fireplace exit through the chimney, we have discovered through our favorite chimney sweep, Jerry Swanson from Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services, that it's essential to ensure your fireplace stays clean. Jerry, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Thank you so much for having me in, Rob. By the way, nice studio. It is amazing in here.
I'm glad you like it. So, Jerry, we've heard that the benefit number one of a chimney cleaning is to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
So, one of the main reasons we're going to service a fireplace is because we want to make sure that all the inner working parts are functioning at their normal levels, right? And this includes areas like the damper and the chimney cap. Now, one of the reasons that these two areas are important is because if either of these are not functioning correctly, meaning either the damper is stuck closed or say the chimney cap has blockage, right? And how often are we going up and looking at our chimney caps to make sure they're blocked? Not very often. So one of the big major benefits is with those systems working properly, we can ensure that you're not going to have, or the likelihood of any type of carbon monoxide coming in is then all of a sudden eliminated.
With those buildup of smoke byproducts, you've also find like twigs and animal nests and even animals themselves sometimes in a chimney, right?
Yes. So I've pulled out a number of actually live animals out of a fireplace. The most recent one was a family of raccoons that were having a nice stay in a client's chimney down in South Sacramento. You can imagine how much fun that would be to find a family of raccoons living in your fireplace. The cool thing is with our company, you know, it's a very personal thing with me. So when we go there, if, like, the clients say a little bit frazzled because they don't know what to do about a family of raccoons living in their fireplace, we'll take the time, make the proper calls to the people that are going to come, help get those animals out. And then once the animals are removed, we can go through, we can do a cleaning, we can get rid of a lot of smells and things like that. But very, very important as far as keeping those animals out. I will tell you, though, the coolest one I ever had was I once pulled a live baby owl out of a fire.
A baby owl, huh?
A baby owl.
They're kind of cute, aren't they?
Adorable. It was amazing. It was one of the more emotional experiences I ever had with a fireplace that I serviced, but it was amazing how trusting a baby owl could be. It let me pick it up, hold it, and it literally, I mean, almost like a movie, you know, you see like the bird and it goes off.
Right.
It's the same exact
just
thing.
Flew away.
Took it out, opened my hands, looks up at me and goes, whoosh.
That's great. So the number two benefit of a chimney cleaning is to increase heating efficiency.
So very, very important, right? We're all trying to save money, especially with COVID. We're all trying to conserve. In the summertime months especially, you're losing a tremendous amount of energy out of your fireplace, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these homes were built with dampers made back in the 50s, right? And a lot of these dampers, just like anything will over time, they bend, they warp, they're not holding in your efficiency. So we have a couple of things that we can do, one of them being what's called a top mount damper. Mm-hmm. But after installing a top mount damper, the great thing about these is they seal from the top. So leading into your next point is downdraft, and also making sure things are flowing correctly. This is going to ensure that the energy that's inside your house stays inside your house, at least as far as the chimney is concerned. But what it will also help with is ensuring that in those summer months, right, when you have either a gust of wind or something, you don't get any type of smoke smell or anything else because it's sealed from the top. We don't have air rushing down the flue.
Okay, so the number three benefit of a chimney cleaning is to make it easier to inspect. And you kind of were talking about that at break.
Creosote buildup, which is the byproduct of burning wood, will mask all sorts of cracks and defects. Very similar to when it snows and you think of a rocky, uneven ground, right? And there's beautiful snow across it. It looks so beautiful and tranquil, but get rid of that snow, and all of a sudden you can see the holes and dips where you could possibly twist an ankle or hurt yourself.
Right.
So when we remove the creosote from a fireplace, it gives us the ability to fully inspect the fireplace. And that's really why we clean fireplaces. We're cleaning them so that we can perform that safety inspection because it's so important as far as burning a controlled fire inside your home to make sure you're doing it safely.
Right. Now, so the number four benefit of a chimney cleaning is to avoid those chimney fires.
Yes. I was telling you on break also, too, a story about a client that we have down in Elk Grove, right?
Right.
So it's an older home, a Victorian style, as many in Sacramento have, and it's right around, I'd say, 80 years old.
Right.
So recently, they're doing some remodel work for new tenants that are coming in, and they pull the sheetrock off, and all of a sudden, they've got pyrolysis, the first step in the wood burning process going on. So when they pulled that out, imagine seeing your framing charred along with the insulation.
That's not good.
Terrifying. Terrifying. So one of the great things is that because they pulled that sheetrock off, we don't get very many opportunities to really show people. So I'll be looking forward and putting some pictures up on Facebook and doing a little educational thing about it. But what more or less happens is this framing surrounding your fireplace will start over time having the moisture pulled out of it. Now, this being the first step in the wood burning process, once that moisture gets pulled out, it turns that 2x4, that framing, into, I mean, literally, it's a matchstick at that point. So you'll see it beginning with charring, but in extreme cases, walls will combust.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. So even if you're switching from burning wood to using gas logs, you still want to be scheduling your chimney service for that as well, right?
Absolutely. So gas fireplaces are one of the things that people don't think about as much because when they think about burning wood, they think, oh, well, if I'm not burning wood, there's no issue.
Right.
And they couldn't be farther from the truth, right? With gas fireplaces, right? What we're guarding against when we clean a fireplace isn't necessarily creosote buildup. It's heat.
Mm.
Heat is what makes and causes fires, right? So if heat escapes through cracks, right, even if it's gas, heat caused by gas, the difference is still going to be the pyrolysis and the first step of the wood burning process, and the result will still be the same. That heat is going to pull that moisture out of surrounding framing and then cause fire hazards. So even with gas fireplaces, and it's like with one we did actually just as quickly as yesterday, right? Gas fireplace looks like it's only ever been a gas fireplace, but you look in the flue and there's creosote buildup, right? And this being because most of the time when folks put a gas log set inside of a wood burning fireplace, and we find this a ton in homes that are being bought, but they do it just so it looks beautiful. You've got a gas set there, but you look and you've got all of this very highly flammable and very dangerous creosote lining the inside of that flue. So it's very, very important, especially when you're in a home transaction process, to have the fireplace looked at and have it serviced so that you know with what you're buying is, you know, it's going to be safe. Or even if there are some issues, how are they going to get fixed? Because there's nothing on a fireplace that can't be fixed. I tell folks all the time, like, there's nothing most of the time, the longest fireplace repair maybe takes a day and a half to 2 days.
Mm-hmm. This is great information. So the benefit number five of a chimney cleaning is to keep smoke going in the right direction. Now, elaborate a little bit on that. It seems like the smoke would always go in the right direction in your chimney.
So you would hope so, but certain areas of Sacramento, and especially in Fair Oaks, right, you'll end up having downdraft issues, right? There's this little spot over off a winding way in Fair Oaks, and a couple of these houses have this issue. Fortunately, there are ways to remedy it, right? But what we're talking about is when you're, and say in the summertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you notice this more in the summer, but you'll have a gust of wind come by. So if the positioning of the fireplace isn't ideal, what can happen is a downdraft will come and all of a sudden you'll start smelling this kind of smoky smell inside your house.
Mm. Also, and no one likes that.
Nobody likes that, especially the wives. The wives tend to really not like it. Fortunately, it's also a good indicator. Hey, might be time for a chimney cleaning. But the great thing is there are ways to remedy this, right? What I was talking about first was before was that top mount damper aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important, right? So because it's sealing from the top, not only we're conserving that energy, but we're making sure even if one of those downdrafts come, it doesn't pull it into the house, right? There are some other ways of getting around it too. You could always, flu extensions are very, very common. Personally, I mean, they look very good, but as far as the aesthetics of it, top mount dampers are gorgeous. They're stainless steel. They're lifetime guaranteed from the product manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of, there's more than, I'd say more than two or three different aspects that that is going to itself solve for your chimney issues.
So we're coming into the winter months. Does Chim Chimney have any specials out there that our listeners should know about?
So we're doing our Freedom Special for this Christmas. Freedom Special. If you get your fireplace and your dryer vent clean, we're doing an extra $50 off of Radio Realtors. So it will bring the total cost down to just under $400 for both the cleaning and the dryer vent.
So cleaning of the chimney and the dryer vent.
And the dryer vent.
Just under $400.
Just under $400.
That's awesome.
We can even throw rain gutter cleaning in there too. But with rain gutter cleanings, it's right around the same price. But it's one of those things, if you've got deep rain gutters and they're all the way full, it may cost a little more to clean those versus, you know, a smaller rain gutter size. But
right, I get it. Well, that's awesome, Jerry. Well, thanks for being on the show, Jerry. A lot of great information. And so if you're out there and you're thinking, gosh, you know what? I got to get my chimney sweeped. I have got to maybe look at those dryer vents. There are so many fires every single year caused by clogged up dryer vents and chimneys that have built up with the creosote. So you need to call Jerry today. The number for Jerry is 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Or you can go to thechimchimney.com. That is thechimchimney.com. Before we go to break, we are going to give you our next audio open house. We're calling this one Rich in Rosemont, and this is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 1,600 square foot home on a 0.16 lot, and it is priced at $425,000. And this home will amaze you when you step into the beautiful remodeled home that this one is. You're going to be greeted with an airy living room with a high ceiling, warm neutral tones and fresh paint, new flooring, and a fireplace that makes this an inviting space to relax. And they say that the kitchen is the heart of the home, and this kitchen is ideal to enjoy meals. It features new stainless steel appliances, new granite countertops, and a kitchen island with space ready to complete with counter dining chairs. And the kitchen opens to a dining area, or it can be a generous kitchen family room combo. You will also love the bedrooms with fresh paint and new carpet, completely remodeled bathrooms, low maintenance front and rear yards. What more could you ask for, really? You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to see this amazing home. We're calling it Rich in Rosemont. And if you'd like to see Rich in Rosemont, just text the word Rich to 916-269-3337. That is the word Rich to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace service. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local, family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID-safe, on time, and home of the no-mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. RWA stands for Ready, Willing, and Able. And if you'd like to be one of our certified home buyers, give us a call. It is free to do. 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. We're coming down the home stretch, and you know, Frank, buying or selling a home can be scary, but it doesn't need to be. And in the spirit of Halloween, the Radio Realtors, we're going to be breaking down some of the scary real estate stories that can haunt buyers and sellers and how to avoid them. So we're going to quickly go over some scary seller stories. Scary seller story number one is horrifying photos. Now, here's the story. Jonathan was looking to buy a house. So we, as his real estate agents, sent him a new listing that checked all the boxes when it comes to features, location, and price.
But what's the first thing that Jonathan noticed, Rob?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was the dark, out-of-focus photos that set the scene for the next paranormal activity movie.
Wow, Frank. The house was everything Jonathan wanted on paper, but it didn't look very inviting. So Jonathan told us he wasn't interested in seeing that one, right?
Yeah, here's the reality. Listing photos are often the first thing a buyer will see. So you have to make them count.
And that means you want high-quality professional HD photography that highlights your home's standout features, and it makes buyers envision the lifestyle they could have there in your home.
And that's just what we provide here at the Radio Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
Scary seller story number two is pricing mistakes that scare off buyers.
So here's the story. Tarek wanted to sell his home and was hoping to get $750,000 like his neighbor down the street. Now, even though Tarek knew his home was smaller and wasn't in the same condition as his neighbor's, he figured that there's no harm in starting with an overly ambitious asking price, since he could always do a price reduction.
Now, Rob, despite the true comps, Tarek moved forward with his strategy and put his home on the market for $750,000.
And what happened, Frank? Well, I'm going to tell you this one. Weeks went by with hardly any traffic from potential buyers, and Tarek fell into a dreaded trap, the price reduction trap.
Yeah, so here's the reality. If buyers perceive your home as overpriced right when it hits the market, you've already missed a huge opportunity.
And Frank, the next thing you know, buyer interest is decreasing and market time is going up, and ultimately the greater the perception that your home is overpriced.
And Rob, proper pricing is crucial. And that's why here at the Radio Realtors, we will show you the solid data that will get buyers through the door and not scare them off.
Or at the very least, looking at your photos, videos, and 3D virtual tour online.
Scary seller story number three is showings that are anything but a treat.
So here's the scary story. Enticed by the listing photos, Julie went to an open house for what she thought might be her dream home. But the second she walked through the door, she spotted something slightly unusual. Four cats lounging on the staircase.
Yikes. And Rob, Julie tried her best to ignore them and proceeded to make her way through the house with those curious cats following her.
Yeah, but then something happened. Julie stopped dead in her tracks, and sure enough, it was a messy litter box right in the middle of the family room, and unfortunately with that, the strong ammonia smell of cat urine.
Yeah, so here's the reality. Once you've captured the interest of buyers, the last thing you want to do is frighten them with a cluttered house or even worse, bad pet odors.
Yeah, those are the worst, and it should go without saying you should tidy up so buyers will have their full attention on your home and not the pile of dirty laundry or your litter box or a lingering smell of your four-legged friend. Now, we're going to cover some scary buyer stories.
Scary buyer story number one is dreadful offers.
Yeah, here's the story. After weeks of house hunting, Megan finally found the home that suited all of her needs. And the property was new to the market and seemed to be generating a lot of interest from buyers, so she told her realtor that she wanted to make an offer right away.
Now, Megan wasn't working with the Radio Realtors. She was working with a buyer's agent on one of our listings.
Now, the home in question that we were selling was priced well, and Megan's agent believed that the home was priced accurately as well, and she advised Megan to make a realistic offer.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Megan decided to make a lowball offer in hopes of negotiating the lowest possible price.
And you know what, Frank? The next day, Megan learned that our sellers rejected her offer and accepted another one. And that's horrible news for Megan.
So here's the reality, Rob. If you know there are likely to be multiple offers for property, it's best to come in with your strongest offer right off the bat, as you may not have a second chance.
Yeah, in fact, Frank, if the seller's offended by your opening bid or has better offers on the table, they may just turn yours down instead of making a counteroffer.
So scary buyer story number two is verbal agreements that leave the buyers feeling ghosted.
Yeah, here's the story. James made an offer on a FSBO home. That's a for sale by owner. And after some back and forth negotiations, he and the seller came to a verbal agreement on price.
And so James submitted an offer and was waiting for it to be signed and returned by the seller. And a day goes by, and then two. And on the third day, James gets the bad news.
Yeah, the seller had accepted another offer, and James was out of luck. So here's the reality. Sometimes buyers and sellers think they have a deal when they don't. So under California law, offers to purchase real estate must be in writing to be enforceable.
And Rob, a contract is not legally binding until it's in writing, signed by both parties and delivered.
Yeah, so it's really important that you are working with the Radio Realtors when you buy a home, even a for sale by owner. Yeah, so scary buyer story number three is the pre-approval that wasn't. And here's the story. Alex was super excited about moving back to Northern California after living abroad for years. And Alex and his wife flew to the area for 2 days of intense home touring. Once they flew back, we helped them make some decisions on the homes that they wanted to put offers on.
Now, Rob, Alex and his wife were private banking clients with a lender that we don't usually work with.
Yeah, true. However, we had spoken to the lender several times, and the lender said that Alex and his wife were the ideal clients with several $100,000 on deposit with the bank and strong income.
And Rob, Alex and his wife put an offer in on a great home in El Dorado Hills, and that offer was accepted.
And we did several Skypes and went through the home with a fine-tooth comb with the inspections, and all appeared to be going well until suddenly it seemed as though Alex's lender dropped off the face of the planet.
And 18 days into what was supposed to be a 25-day close, the bank finally told us that they could not do Alex's loan anymore because he had foreign income.
Yeah, so Alex had three choices: change lenders, cancel the contract, or pay cash. Unfortunately, Alex had the money to pay cash and was able to close right on time.
But unless you have a ton of money in the bank like Alex did, you better make sure you have a great lender.
And here's the reality. More than 6 million people buy homes every year. 75% of them use a mortgage to help finance the purchase. And if you add that, the millions more that are going to do a refinance, that makes a whole lot of consumers in search of mortgage financing.
When shopping for a mortgage, of course, it's important to get a competitive mortgage interest rate. But you also want to have a professional and reliable mortgage lender working right by your side.
And Frank, most people don't know the difference between a good mortgage lender and a bad mortgage lender until they've had the chance to work with both. But there are some telling signs. So here are four things that great mortgage lenders do for their clients.
Number one, a great mortgage lender ask questions. It's impossible for a mortgage lender to provide an accurate mortgage quote without collecting some information from you. It's just impossible.
Yeah, so you should expect a good lender to ask you about your credit rating, how long you expect to own the home, your plans for the home, including whether it's going to be your primary residence, vacation home, or rental, and the property type you expect to purchase, such as a single family home, a condo, or a duplex.
And Rob, a great lender will take your answers and use them to offer multiple flexible mortgage options that make sense for your needs.
Number two, a great mortgage lender communicates. Knowledgeable mortgage pros, they know the industry and their products well and well enough to explain them in layperson's terms. And this is what you need.
Remember, as a homeowner, you're responsible for every document that you sign. And even the newest consumer-friendly mortgage disclosures can be very confusing at first glance.
Yeah, so make sure you speak up. A great lender wants you to understand what you're signing. Great mortgage lenders know that their biggest asset is their reputation, and they will go the extra mile to make you happy as a customer.
Number three, a great mortgage lender problem solves and closes on time.
Yeah, experienced mortgage brokers have learned to expect the unexpected. They have experience dealing with glitches, and glitches are more common than you think.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and failing to close a loan on time can be very costly. You as a borrower could lose your mortgage rate lock or even the home that you wanted to purchase.
Number four, a great mortgage lender works in your comfort zone. Just because you can get approved for a specific loan amount doesn't mean that you should.
Yeah, and if you can technically afford a $400,000 mortgage, but the potential payment makes you queasy, a great lender is going to help you find a way to be more comfortable. Maybe a smaller loan size, a different mortgage program, or perhaps they can offer some budgeting help.
When you work with a great lender, the priority is making sure that you as the borrower are comfortable and confident with your payment.
And that's why we recommend calling the Radio Realtors to have us pair you up with one of our PML's preferred mortgage lenders. In about 15 to 30 minutes, our PMLs can have you pre-approved and RWA certified. And in most cases, that means you can be shopping for a home that day or the next day.
And it is possible for you to be living in a new home in as little as 10 days. So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
That's right. Call the Radio Realtors at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. And that is all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 33-37.